Hello, and this is Sasha with Hello with Sasha. Hello, guys. I said hello a bunch of times already, but what's up? It's been a long time since I last recorded a podcast, since October. But here I am again, and it's what month? We're in April. I'm on spring break right now. And I'm stressed out. Here's some information about me. I'm a third year college student, supposedly. Yeah, I'm a third year college student, and I am taking the maximum amount of units I need. I can take a semester. So, I'm taking 18, 19 units. I'm pretty sure it's 19 units, the highest amount. I'm crazy, and I'm very, I don't know if I'm lazy, if that's the word if you want to say, but I'm very unproductive or unmotivated. I'm undisciplined, that's the word. I'm not lazy, I'm just very undisciplined at this moment of time in the world. I simply cannot get myself to physically do work, even if it's not like troubling or anything, simply because it's just so stressful to even get started. Because once I get started, I think of the other things I have to do, and I can't even look at the other things I have to do on top of that as well. I decided to take, three English courses this semester. I'm taking three online classes, and those classes primarily focus on writing. Two are English courses, and one is an upper division liberal studies class. So I'm taking that, I'm doing that. And it's just a lot because I didn't know this English one of my English courses was going to have two quizzes a week with a 5 to 6 paragraph. No, 5 to 6 paged. No, no. 5 to 6 paragraphs assignment each week, or multiple times that week. And then I knew my upper division will have like a lot of writing in it, but it's actually one of my more relaxing classes. And then I have another relaxing class, but it's on a different site, so I completely forget about it constantly. Either way, so I have those three classes, and I feel like I would have been filled up with those just by themselves. But I also have three more classes that are in school. One's a math class, that's 5 units, but I'm getting through it because I have a good group of friends that are motivated enough to, like, be on it. And so I'm very happy about that. Also, I'm tired about math, but they're very good at math. So I'm, like, okay-ish with it. But also, it's, like, basic math. It's, like, the math you learn when you're in elementary school / middle school. And then I'm also taking an earth science course, which you take when you're in either 7th grade or freshman year of high school, but I didn't take it in freshman year of high school, so bio freshman year of high school. That's unsolicited knowledge, you don't need to know that. But I took also geology, which is basically this. Because geology, everything's literally the same thing, except with a different name slightly. Like, intro to earth science basically is basically geology, but it's intro to earth science. So that's what I'm taking at the moment as well, but that's pretty simple as well. It's just, I have to keep up with my assignments. Mostly these things, I just have to keep up with my assignments. But with the amount of writing I have to do for my other courses, it stresses me out. For these assignments as well. I had to take a yawn. Sorry, it's late. Not even that late. It's late-ish, but here I am. And then there is my, I'm thinking, oh, my music class. Oh, this is a talkity talk. My music class. I signed up for a class called Music in the Classroom. And I thought it would, you know, I would learn how to play the recorder or like the tambourine, or we'll do, you know, musical class games. No. No. This class is where I learn the guitar. I'm currently learning how to play the guitar. And let me tell you, I did not know the guitar would hurt. One, would be hard, two. or just, you know, anything of that sort. I knew it was going to be challenging, but, you know, instruments are challenging. I've learned how to play multiple instruments before. I'm capable of it. But I think the difference with that and this is that this is fully a finger instrument. Like, I've learned to play the xylophone. That's just, you know, hitting me to your left hand. I'm pretty basic at the xylophone, so I know that people do go all out on it. That's amazing, beautiful, and I love it, and I love seeing it, but I never done that before. But I played, you know, in fifth grade, a little xylophone of Jingle Bells. And then in middle school, all of throughout that, I played the clarinet and the euphonium baritone. Those were primarily mouth instruments. And so I didn't, you know, really wasn't too concerned about my fingers so much. You know, clarinet, you like lose your little finger a little bit. Well, a lot of it, but I did that for a year. And then the rest was euphonium, and I stand the euphonium. But you can't just like bring out the euphonium, like for like children or whatever, because it's a brass instrument, so it's like lower toned, and it's supposed to be kids speak highly or everything. So, or learning the guitar, and it's hard because it hurts your fingers a lot. And I didn't have nylon strings, so it hurts my fingers even more. And then also you have to learn how to sing, and I do not know how to sing, but I think I've like came down with a tone, at least like a pitch of tone, because I do speak highly. My voice is on the high side, but I think I can do the do re mi. I'm gonna hurt your ears right now, so I am gonna do the do re mi, but you'll like it, I guess. Let me fix my voice. Also, that's shaking your voice like that is terrible for your voice. So, ignore me. Ignore me. So, hear this. Do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti, do. I was terrible. Oh, well. yeah. And that's what I do random time to my time. Because I think I can sing now, supposedly. But I cannot. And I don't. I can't sing. I won't be able to sing. I'm tone badly. I don't know. But yeah. Anyway, so I think those are all my classes. Yes. Those are all of them. I feel like it's a lot of them, but also I feel like it's a little, but also I know I'm covered in a lot of homework. So it is a lot. But that's really what I'm doing with my life so far. I'm going to be making another podcast with a different friend of mine that's not just myself, but if you're here, all eight of you, listen to my other podcast, but it's not out yet, but I will be making it. Bustle, hi. but yeah, anyways, leave me a voice message if you listen to this and think there's some type of, like, information that you'll be down with, anything you want to hear. Also, side note, so we're gonna talk about the astrology right now. So astrology, the moon is going to be full on the tomorrow, the 19th, April 19th, and it's gonna be in Libra, and it's gonna be the pink moon. And I really enjoy that. Do I know? I haven't looked into much information about it, but I do know it's not about withdrawing yourself. It's really gonna bring to light your toxic traits yourself. And you know, the discipline that you need to do to for yourself and you for others. Everything that's in my life that's toxic is gone, except myself. I'm here and I need to get myself together. By meaning, you know, not lazy. I don't like that word lazy, but unmotivated or unproductive. But anyways, yeah, I'll talk to you guys more. I feel. We can have a summer haze or whatever. But yeah, thank you guys and goodbye.
Hello. Okay, I'm gonna pause this.
One, two, three. There should be our start or
Okay.
something. Okay.
Just looking at you, I don't know
Just
what.
look at the camera. This is our first episode of our podcast.
Hello.
We don't know what it's called yet.
It's called Hello.
Come chat with us.
Yes.
Hello, come chat with us. I'm Vivian, but you should already know
I'm Sasha.
that. You should already know
But you should know
that.
that. No, it's a welcome hello. Each episode, we have to sit, introduce ourselves. They don't know us.
That's true. To new people who don't know me, it's my room, and my name is Vivian.
This isn't my room, and my name is Sasha.
Okay, so let's talk about today's topics,
Okay.
which are makeup.
Makeup. So we're gonna talk about makeup firstly, okay? So,
I go
background on
first.
your makeup. I don't, yeah, background on your makeup.
I just recently started using makeup. Maybe like 2 or 3 years ago. Not
Yeah.
like, yeah.
But you're like always into makeup.
I was always into it, but that doesn't mean I was good at it.
Well, who's good at makeup?
That's true. Well, there are people who got into it from like middle school. That's why.
I was into makeup when I was in middle school, and I have stories about that.
What do you want to tell them?
Yeah,
Okay.
I would wear foundation. My foundation was my skin tone, yes, but it was only one color, so I was very flat looking.
Oh.
And the makeup, the foundation I chose was like inexpensive. And I'm a person of color, I'm a dark girl. I would always choose like orange base toned. And some days I would go to school and I would look like just like an
Straight.
Oompa Loompa. Like I looked bad. And so my friend, he would have to come and rent to me, and he was like, I was like, I would ask him every day. I was like, do I look orange today? And he would tell me
Yeah.
either yes or no. And when if he told me yes, I would run to the little girl's room and like wash the foundation
Just
off my
everything
face.
off. Oh.
Yeah. So that's my experience with makeup.
I don't think I started putting makeup on or having people put makeup on me probably until my freshman year of high school, because I think as a middle schooler, I like put on mascara and I was like, okay. And that was like all I did. I didn't put on foundation, I don't think.
I put makeup on since from sixth grade, and you know I have oily eyelids, and so my mascara would like run, or I would put on eyeliner like deep in my little eyes, and it was not a show. It's because emo times
That's
were
right.
in. Emo
Yeah.
times were in, but it was like we were too baby to be like
True, like
scene
scene kids, yeah.
queens, so.
I always aspired to be cool, like the scene queens that were online and things like that, but I was not the body type or the like
Or the skin
skin tone
tone.
or the like coolness level, anything like that. 'Cause I would see girls who's
Also, it was
like,
too hot to
yeah,
be like
no,
that.
we live in what, the Valley?
The
It is the worst here
It's
to
too
dress like
hot to dress
anything.
like you live in Oregon 24/7,
Yeah, like
or
you're constantly in the winter.
like you can
Anyway,
always wear a hoodie. No, you can barely
I
wear a
will
hoodie
die.
here.
I know that some girlies in my middle school were really into the look, like the look trademark, like the look of like that brand of fashion at the time.
Wasn't succeedable or
It
no?
was they were the cool kids.
So did they succeed at it? Did
these
really
girlies
look
went and got the haircut, and they would have little bows.
Okay, but I got the haircut too. Did
I
did
not.
I pass? No.
I can tell you that. I never got the haircut.
I got the haircut in seventh grade. I dyed my hair. I got it professionally dyed, and I cut my hair, and it was, I remember getting an altercation with a girl, and she called me A-head, but honestly, I never cared about that in my life, but that was the week I dyed my hair purple, teal, and blue, all in this hair, and I wondered why my hair wouldn't grow.
It was just, like, not healthy.
See, it was so dry.
I had that phase, but I had that phase well into high school.
And
you remember that.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah.
That's where I met her.
Yeah, I had a lot going on in my hair. I had a whole fucking box dye fade in my hair. And it was like, it was what, orange, like red, and then like pink or some shit at the bottom. Like it would fade, suppose, into it. And it just...
Never chopped.
No.
I was never into that look because I could never do that thing myself. I had to go professionally to get it done. But I love that you just would do it.
Yeah, no, I would
I
buy
could
box
never,
dye.
I didn't know people just did that,
yeah.
Like just bleached their hair by themselves.
I look back on
dyed their hair by themselves.
And I was wild. My hair, I really like wanted to do everything in my hair. I would cut it constantly, I would dye it constantly. One time, my mom was just fed up with me looking like a rat, like a wet rat. My hair was just gross. And she was like, go get it professionally done. And I went to the mall, and the salon girl was like, what do you want? I was like, I just want to dye it all one color. And she goes, we can try. And I was like, can you do it all in one sitting? And she goes, we can try. And I got it done. And I spent maybe, like, her entire shift there with her.
Wow.
And it was, like, $200 to get it done. But that was the time
the
I
blonde.
Looked, yeah, I looked like Taylor Swift. Because she it's
looks
the
like
short,
Taylor Swift.
Like, blonde everything. Yeah,
you have
really
blonde,
nice.
Really gray hair.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift, I don't know. But blonde,
I felt
beautifully.
Like I looked like Taylor. I felt like I looked like
you know
her.
What? You kind of do kind of sometimes look like her. But also, I stare at Taylor Swift and I'm like, wow. Like, you just look different all the time.
Yeah.
I'm very bad at recognizing people's face, so
same.
I can be amazed by anyone's, like,
just
facial features. I'm like, whoa. My own facial features? I've been with me for 21 years.
I'm
surprised every day.
I remember Javier sent me, my boyfriend, sent me a picture of this doppelganger that he found, and he was like, what are you doing here? And I was like, that is me. But this girl's face was, like, me, but my hair was when I had it dyed crazy colors.
Mm-hmm.
So it was me from maybe like 3 years ago.
But I have a picture of you. I have a person I know that looked like you. Remember when you had short black hair?
Yeah.
And that I was like, Vivian. But
yeah.
you didn't have that hair anymore. And I was like, this couldn't be her.
Unless she just magically changed
so
it.
So see,
yeah.
You look like a lot of people, but like nobody. Because you have very unique features.
I have really big, like high cheeks right here.
That's me.
Where
you have high cheekbones, but they're not as defined as mine.
No, yours are defined.
I know.
Like, you put on blush and you're like, you're wearing blush. And it looks good. I like it.
Thanks. But I like how. Oh no, I paused it. That's why. Okay.
I've been recording for 10 minutes. How much
I'm been recording for 7 minutes. It like paused. It's okay.
We'll figure it out. Yeah. If not, I think my mic is like strong enough that I caught it too.
Yeah.
But, I think in middle school, I was, like, I wanted to be a hipster because being a hipster was cool and trendy.
Yeah.
And I really sank my, like, jaws into that aesthetic. And I wore hats and I wore...
When?
Like, as a freshman and in middle school.
In middle school, I really, really wanted to see as a nerd. Like, I'm a nerd.
Mm-hmm.
That's my personality.
That's me.
That's me. And once I, like, kind of achieved it by seeing how other people saw me...
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, what else do I want to do?
No. Yeah.
What? I can't, this is me forever?
I guess. I think in middle school, I really wanted to be, like, a hipster. I think I had that start. And then
mm-hmm.
I, as a freshman in high school, I like, full-fledged, like, wore glasses that were not good. I wore bracelets that were, like, ironic even then, like
mm-hmm.
it was like I love boobie bracelets and like
in high school,
yeah, in high school,
this
yeah, no, I like,
talk.
Yeah, well, because I didn't go to your high school freshman year,
Oh, this is you in freshman year?
Yeah, okay, freshman year. No, not when I moved. When I moved here, I changed.
It was a new look. It was a new.
I was a new person. but as a freshman, I really, like, wore hats, and I had really bad eyeliner, and, like, I wore whiskers to school one time. And
wow. Never.
Yeah, no, I was that girl.
People did do that.
Yeah.
I didn't hang out with them.
Me?
I didn't. Which, okay, also, I would want to do things some of these nerdy kids did, but
mm-hmm.
I did. I couldn't. I had too much anxiety. Oh, no! I was too sad freshman year. Thank God you weren't friends with me then. I think I barely went to school. I would cry had to go to school. It was not my time to shine. But I did have a boyfriend that year.
You had a boyfriend that year?
Yeah!
We're not going to say his name, but...
Yeah, that was the year I had that boyfriend.
That's a different story.
And so I feel like you weren't ready for me.
No, you were a lot. I think you were still going through your own stuff.
I've always been a lot. I've always been going through it. I've always
constantly been going through it.
No, freshman year. I don't know. Middle school was the nerd. I looked at kids and I was like, whoa, you guys are like cool. But they're like cool and aloof. Like they're emo.
Yeah.
Emo, they're sad, and they don't talk. I could never be that person. I always smiled. Mm-hmm. I always loved hugging people. Always loved talking.
Yeah.
Emo was not me.
It didn't fit in with your personality.
My actual self, though.
My actual, like, who I really was.
Yeah.
I don't remember going into the high school that I moved to and thinking, I'm gonna be a new person. I remember thinking I hated moving,
uh-huh.
and that I didn't want to, but then I like met people, and then I was like, okay, I guess this is okay.
What's crazy is that you didn't have like a full-on attack about like moving. I would have a full-on attack about moving into my sophomore year where people already have
that's
friends,
what that was my panic
already
yeah.
had like
people they knew
life
yeah
I don't know,
that's why I felt so like I'm gonna be lonely and I'll just immediately make friends with whoever because I need to start somewhere. Which is why I made friends with certain people. I was in full survivalist mode.
Yeah, how was it? Who did you make friends with, like, right off the bat that you know of their cliques now? Like, who spoke to you?
I was in drama, so the drama kids.
You were already in drama the first day?
Yeah.
You were already destined to be who you were.
Yeah, I was already set up to be.
You already had your little outline of like, this is who she is.
People didn't like me in drama. Well, girls didn't like me in drama.
Because you were the cool, mystical, pixie girl.
And all these boys
came to their small town, which is not a small town.
No, I thought this town was the big city. And then now that I've lived here. Yeah, people were like, what? No. And I'm like, if you guys knew the town I came
She's
from.
She's constantly amazed about downtown and uptown.
Yeah.
There's two.
There's two places to go to. And I'm shook because my little town had a McDonald's and a Burger King for the longest. That's all we had.
Yeah.
And that was it.
And then.
And then I moved.
And then no.
Oh, and then they opened a Taco Bell.
Yes. And they opened a Taco Bell. And that was.
And that was. Whoa. We had rumors for the longest they were going to open a Denny's. Well, boy, when that didn't happen, people were pissed.
Okay, but you know what? No one's pissed here. Oh, no, I'm pissed. That no one, we don't have a Cheesecake Factory. That's what makes a town a city. A city, and I swear. There's
not the population, not like
a Cheesecake Factory. I'm waiting.
We have to go an hour out for a Cheesecake Factory. To have one in...
Over there? No, isn't that like 2 hours away?
No, it's an hour away.
I don't know anything about like time.
Yeah, it's
an hour. Oh, yeah! Mm-hmm. I want to go one day.
It's the mall that...
I went to one time. I went one time, but I want to go and, like, order another thing.
I want to go again. I think I went once when I was, like, a child with my uncle and, like, my
cousins.
Before
it was, like, trendy and cool.
Yeah, before it was, like, cool. I went, like, at a family dinner, and I remember I was, like, I'm, like, six.
This is Denny's.
Yeah. This was, like, Denny's to me. So I don't remember much from it. I just remember it smelled like food. That was it.
I just imagine people dress fancy, and it's a mass chain place, but they just fancy.
Yeah, but they're just like cool. I think Should we circle back to makeup and how it makes you feel?
Okay.
Here are my conflicting thoughts on makeup. This is a new segment. It's the same segment. Hold on. That was out of sync. 1, 2. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Whatever.
Go.
One of those. I have conflicting thoughts about makeup because I like playing with makeup. I think makeup is a great way to express yourself, and mm-hmm. I think it's a lovely way to boost your confidence and to feel, you know, nicer in your own skin, which sometimes is really hard. But, like, to be with the cause being, like, take the patriarchy down. Some girlies will be like, you shouldn't encourage that. You should encourage the usage. You shouldn't wear it.
Yeah, because people, it's like, you can have fun wearing makeup, mm-hmm. but it's also something that will always be, like, put on you to wear makeup.
Yeah.
So that's why some people are turned off by it, but because you should. It can be fun for you.
Yeah.
But it's also something you have to do to be feminine, to be a woman.
To be professional as well. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's
in some people's eyes. I don't know. For me, I personally just, people have fun wearing makeup, mm-hmm. then have fun wearing makeup, but I don't know how to wear makeup. I don't wear makeup, really. I do my eyebrows, and that's, like, my baseline. Blush and a lip.
That's it. But, like, some people would argue that that's the toxicity behind it, in being that you should, that if it's not a full face, you know, even if it's not a full face, you should still wear something.
You have to have something on. You can't look. Like, without makeup, people look dead or they look tired or anything.
Which are the adjectives that they're, like, trying to actively be like, I can be beautiful without this. Like, I can be myself without, like, enhancing things. Which, like, yes, but I, like, don't want to feel guilty for still playing with it. You know?
I don't think you should. I think for having fun playing with makeup is having fun and wearing makeup. Mm-hmm. Because, okay, so why can we not wear makeup, but guys can wear makeup now?
Right, and so then why is it empowering for them?
Yeah.
There's the pickle. I don't know.
So I can't wear makeup anymore, but you guys are going to encourage the men doing makeup and teaching us how to wear makeup?
I mean,
hello? Hello? So we're just giving men the power again? I'm kidding. But also, it's kind of like, huh?
I think what people mean to say is, like, baseline, you should be able to do whatever you want, but, like, deeper meanings.
I think we should be able to do whatever we want, but people still want to have a control of what you do.
Yeah.
They always want to gatekeep, right?
Yeah, I think the word is gatekeeping. People always want to have something to say about what you're doing.
Yes.
Which is the difficult part, which is why, like, people feel certain ways and, like, opinions change and all these things.
Mm-hmm.
But,
you can wear makeup. You want to wear makeup.
I enjoy playing with makeup. I know that there are days where I'm just like, I just don't feel good. I don't think I look good. I don't feel good. And I slather on some makeup.
And while you feel like kind of better.
Yeah. I enjoy that feeling. It's the confidence that it gives me in being a little bit more like, I'm wearing it. But I also know that it comes from, like, being socialized that way.
Exactly. But makeup makes you feel better for that moment, and it helps you out a little bit, then let it. But as long as it doesn't, like, deepen your insecurities about not wearing makeup or about not being presentable or beautiful or
without it, I think that clear distinction will make the difference for people. Mm-hmm. Like, acknowledging you can be beautiful and you can be lovely, you can be an amazing person without it.
Yeah,
you don't need to wear it to go out, and you don't need to wear it to be professional. You don't need, like, I think it's breaking down those barriers of of what people enforce.
Yeah. But you're doing it because you want to, not because you have to for any reason.
Right.
And for yourself. Okay.
That was that subject. So, what else? We didn't have anything else coming up. 1, 2. And we're back. Thanks for that commercial break. I guess now we can talk about why we started this, why we're doing it.
Why are we doing it?
Well, I'm doing it because I want to. I think we have always wanted to talk about things on camera and post them to people and start a podcast. And I think it's a nice hobby. I think if it turns into something more, that'd be great. But I enjoy doing this for fun.
Yeah, we already talk to each other about like
everything for
in
hours.
Such a sense for
Yeah.
hours, and then we do breakthroughs. So like, why not film it and record it
And do
and
it.
just put it out there?
Yeah.
For someone else to like say that we're dumb.
Yeah, for somebody else to come in and be like, you guys are wrong because like,
or
okay.
Just to say, why do you guys aren't talking
Why
about
are you guys
anything?
ugly?
Yeah, we just want someone to say how ugly you are for whatever reason they want to.
I will have you know I am a beautiful human being.
Yeah.
I was way too close to the mic. I should have my mic.
I was going to speak about how beautiful you were in high school and like go on your tangent about how amazing you were in high school.
We'll talk about that later.
I don't like high school. I loved high school. Don't like bringing it up.
But it was an experience. You know what I think about? Nah, you got me started. No, now we're going to talk about it.
No, high school is the greatest time of anyone's life, and that's it. It's not.
It's definitely not. I think for some people it is, and if it was for you, really cool. But it was not the great for everyone. And I think if you realize, once you start to become different in high school, you realize it's not a place for you. Because everyone is so local. No matter what city or little town it is, everybody is so local.
What?
Like Twitter local. The definition that Twitter has is
local
that, like,
is.
Like a person who's went to your high school, got married, has a kid now, and they're like 21 or 22. And their boyfriend or whoever is from high school and works in like an oil field. At least for us, that's that here.
Yeah.
Everybody knows a girl like that. Everybody knows either a white
or
a
military
girl,
town.
Yeah, or
they
a
moved
military,
to military
yeah.
town and moved. And they said that like this is living.
Yeah, and they're like, this is it.
And
like,
then
yeah.
they're like 19.
And they don't believe
in any science.
Yeah, they believe anything that like the news says. Like they're still entrenched in the whole like general notion of society. Like, they're not educated on, like, deeper subjects.
They don't read books, and that's, like, their personality trait.
They watch Friends in the Office.
And that's their personality
and that...
trait. We'll talk about that in a
moment. Right now. High school was an experience for me because I felt like moving to a new town, I met everybody new, and I felt like I started new
mm-hmm.
again. Even though, like, my sophomore year, I was still dealing with garbage from my old town.
Mm-hmm.
Which I will tell you off camera, so I'm teasing about that. It was my girlfriend at
the time. She smacked.
Wait, no, you were there for it.
For me. I was there. Doesn't remember.
You
don't remember.
No, you were there.
Was there.
Never mind. She doesn't. I don't have to tell you about it. moving into a new town, I felt really lonely in high school because I felt like everybody had their cliques.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was big scared of. And so I would just really, like, I made friends with our mutual friend who also had just moved from
mm-hmm.
high school there. And then, like, I started talking to you in that class, and then I met other people in, like, drama and, like, other classes that I had. And then and people liked me, and I was like, I'm not a bad person. I'm just, like, I'm scared, y'all.
I'm
scared.
I feel like you were, like, sucked into high school. Like,
I
had a good, jolly time.
I was
but
sucked
I feel
into
like
drama.
You were sucked into drama.
Like,
high
not theater drama.
And I feel
drama
like you thought, I feel like everyone in drama was like, this is the moment. Like, this is the moment of everything.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel that effort at all.
Well, no, because you weren't in it, first of all. And
yeah.
then I think being new, people had just an easy reason to pin things on me or to say that I was involved or to, like, because I didn't have an alibi or any, like seniority in being
mm-hmm.
there. I was brand new. I didn't know, like, people, it's not that people would bully me. I was
mm-hmm.
just constantly, like, people would suck me into drama because I was friends with certain people
mm-hmm.
or because I was there at the wrong time or because I just was like, that's not okay. And
yeah.
So, and people were like, that, you dead. Dead meat. Like, so, I don't know. And that's why I felt like maybe drama wasn't, like, high school was too filled with drama. But even then, my senior year, no. Because the way I got with Javier was
everything was drama.
Yeah. But anyway,
so we're starting this podcast.
So we're starting, oh yeah.
Why are we starting this podcast?
Well, I already said why. Because I want to do things, I like enjoying things. I like filming things, I like enjoying making videos. I've been making videos for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I've not ever filmed a podcast. I think we made a podcast. A podcast?
A podcast.
A bodycast. We made a podcast before with another friend.
did. We've been trying. This has been our fluke dream for the past 2 years.
Yeah, like our pipe
dream. We've been wanting to
start
a podcast. And I feel like we can do it. I feel like it's just, you know, calm and relaxed. We're two chill people. But, like, we have things that we want to say that are understandable and that are, like, friendly.
You're right. Yeah, no, you know, yeah, you're right.
And that's why we're calm and, like, we're nice people and we're able, like, we're, like, welcoming. And even if she's not welcoming, I'm welcoming.
That's right. I have this problem called my face is off-putting to people. People do not approach me for anything.
Even if I don't look approachable, my face looks sad, which makes people want
to people want to be your friend. Okay. Yeah, people are like, are you okay?
And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm all right. Kristen has that same problem.
Yeah.
When we're friends.
When we're lovely other friends.
I think we've always wanted to start a podcast. We've always wanted to give our opinions, even though nobody asks. But we're going to give them anyways.
Because there's a lot of men here, and so...
You know what?
Why can't I be here and speak my dumb opinion? Because I'm sure there's other people that do a little earth science, okay? So I can speak my opinion, too.
You tell them, sister.
Sister, and also, I like astrology. So.
Yes, we'll eventually
I'll talk about my, like, little knowledge about
astrology. It's a fun time. I learned more about astrology through you.
Yeah.
And I don't think I knew all that much beforehand.
Yeah, I feel like, when did I get into astrology?
I feel like recent, like, this past year, you've been really, like, into it.
But you know what? This past year, I feel like it's been, like, December yesterday, but I also feel like it was, like, a bajillion years ago.
Really?
These, like, last 6 months, 7 months have, like...
You know what? You're right.
They've been so filled, but they've also been, like, so fast, but also, like, so long and everything. I don't know. I feel little and young and lively, and I just want to... I feel stronger. That's what I feel.
Yeah. So. I also feel like I grew this past year.
Yeah.
I'm going to lump it into one general year because I know it's probably around 7 months. No.
Excuse me?
These past few months?
These past year. Oh.
This past year has been a lot.
I feel like I woke up a year ago. But I always say that to myself. I'm like, I always feel like I'm conscious, like, I was only conscious, like, a year ago or whatever, but...
If you're wondering what this is,
where you can't even see it.
You can see him on the side. Right
there. Oh, it's a little cat.
It's my little cat.
It's rather cat.
This is my other cat. Let's see. We could talk about. I guess the world has changed in the past year, and I do feel like day by day it's really slow. But then a month passes, and you're like, I thought it was a week.
Yeah.
That's how I've been feeling.
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel like, what is it? Yeah, I feel like we're growing, and it truly is, like, you're not growing
significantly.
I heard that word. You're not growing. You can see how much you've grown, like, in that day, but, like, through months and through, like, 6 months or a year, you see how you evolved and changed and how you've, like, helped yourself. Like,
yeah.
In a happy, nice way, like, in a calm, soothing way, like, you see the toxicity that you can bring to the world, but you also see, like, the goodness that you have helped yourself and, like, others. And, like, how you just have, like, reacted differently to things that you would, like, react negatively to this one.
Like, beforehand? Yeah. I think, just for future knowledge, we'll probably have our other friends on the podcast and... other guests, which are also just other friends.
Yeah,
I'll probably be my little dog. He'll be our little mascot, and my cat. He's just knocked out.
You'll learn more about this and through everything. More
just
stories.
Please,
we don't care about. We will not speak about high school as much ever. I promise.
Yeah,
you.
Today was just. Like,
I don't like talking.
I think today was just a test pilot episode.
Yeah. So what?
Please continue watching.
How long are we gonna make these?
Right now we're at 30 minutes. I do not know if you want to keep going.
We're gonna cut these down to like maybe 10 to 11 minutes, maybe like two
videos,
just so I can have so people can watch them and see.
I guess there's right now there's short snap clips of us talking about something for 10
whatever minutes. Mm-hmm. We'll upload. We can upload the full thing, though.
Yeah.
If anyone wants to.
Here's what we'll do. We'll be professional, and we'll upload the whole thing, and then we'll upload clips.
On Instagram.
And, oh, we have to link our Instagrams, and then are we putting it on my channel?
Yeah, we'll put them on her channel.
Subscribe.
She'll change her name one day, maybe.
I'll change it right now. So when you subscribe, it should be the new name.
Okay.
Which is?
Come chat with us. No, hello, come chat with us. Hello, come chat with us. That's what it's called.
Hello, come chat with us.
Featuring Vivian and Sasha. Sasha.
And I'm Vivian.
Yeah, but no one has to say my name, so that's why.
Sasha.
People love just repeating it. Not in like a mean way, but people do.
People do love to just talk to you. And
yeah,
talk
and usually they're like 45-year-old men, and I get uncomfortable when I can't.
So she's like, please don't talk to me again.
I won't interact.
Okay. All right.
Bye.
Thanks for hanging out with us. We'll see you next time.
Snap.